What about the issue of management of local recurrence after chemoradiation therapy and surgery?
Those are difficult cases, and in general is that if somebody has a local-only recurrence, which may potentially be resectable, which means that it doesn't invade into the sacrum, especially above S2, some surgeons in some selected centers, patients will undergo re-resection and intraoperative radiation therapy. And that can either be delivered intraoperatively by brachytherapy or by intraoperative electron beam. The major centers involved in this, there are a few centers throughout the country, and they all have pretty equivalent results, showing that if patients have positive margins who undergo these operations, the local recurrences are 80% or more, and those patients should not have that procedure. However, if it looks as though one may be able to obtain a negative margin or at the most a microscopically positive margin, then it makes sense to go through that operation. Whether we ultimately have an impact in their survival remains to be determined. However, as all of our surgeons know, that local recurrence in and of itself is a very difficult thing for patients to live with rectal cancer.
What are some of the other techniques that are available in terms of retreating a patient with radiation therapy after they've had external beam?
There are some select centers that will retreat with external beam radiation. Generally, the dose that most patients receive are about 5,040 centigrade for standard radiation, and there are some centers that will give another 2,000 or 3,000 centigrade. I'm not in favor of that approach, and the reason being because no matter how hard one tries, is that there will be sensitive structures in the field, like nerves, bone, bladder, and small bowel. And the side effects of those organs rapidly increase as you go above 5,040 centigrade, and I'm sure the surgical complication rate increases as well. So some selected series, but I have not done that as a routine.